Hello, I'm Alfred de Grazia, author of most of these 15 volumes to come. I'd like to wish you interesting and frequent journeys by way of them. The table of contents here shows how broad an area is covered. Quantum evolution addresses the basics of change in every sphere of existence, from the infinitely large being to the infinitely small one. It claims that sudden, extensive, and intensive change is the creator of most of the world. Evolution it is, but evolution by leaps and bounds. Conventional evolution and gradualist theory are utterly inadequate to explain the whole world before our eyes. Long scorned by scientists and their followings in the schools, quantum evolution, or catastrophism as it's been more commonly called, has revived over the past half century. Scientists are beginning to listen and to adapt their conventional views. It is, of course, up to quantum evolution theory to prove its claims, and these 15 volumes are aimed at helping to do so. We live in a culture that is highly specialized, and nowhere more so than in the sciences, and indeed scholarship generally. A good reason to bring all of these books together, apart from facilitating their study, and aside from the major economies in production and in pricing, is that potentially all of the specialties can be integrated within a new paradigm. Here we can see how the myriad processes of experience and experiment, gathered with no idea of their interconnection, or with only religious dogma as a guide, or with a belief in some mysterious nature creeping slowly across the ages, are gathered within a single concept. The human mind is itself catastrophized, or better, quantum-eluted, so that Homo sapiens, alone among animals, can strive to make sense of everything. The moons of Jupiter and the cells of all living forms entertain common electrical forces. I am inclined to say